It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, December 12th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. While the fate of Summit Carbon Solutions' carbon capture pipeline is yet to be determined by the Iowa Utilities Board, Floyd County is preparing for its construction just in case. During their regular meeting yesterday, the Board of Supervisors heard from firms pitching to become the inspector to monitor any construction.
The county inspector's role is to make sure that each and every one of those parcels along all of those routes and the individual agreements that they have, plus the Iowa Code chapter and the administrative rules, are followed. So we're not here picking sides or saying anything about that. We just want to make sure that all those miles along that route are given the utmost consideration in this process.
That's Supervisor Chair Mark Kuehn, who said the biggest concern is the vagueness of the state ordinance to allow inspectors to temporarily halt pipeline construction if the ground is too wet. He noted that the rutting that could result is something farmers themselves try hard to avoid.
We think of every possible way to reduce compaction. We're putting tracks on machines, tracks on wagons to get the grain out of the field. So when people talk about creating ruts in the field and stripping off the soil and matting it, that just brings a real alarm with me, how we're going to protect our soil.
Matt Garber is with Clapsaddle Garber Associates of Ackley, which is the pipeline inspector for Franklin and Hardin counties. He told the board that ideally the inspector and the pipeline construction crews will work together in concert to determine when it's too wet to be in the field.
Certain types of soil draining quicker than others, and maybe this or first quarter mile might be just fine. The next quarter mile is a sloppy mess, so that's where you gotta kind of develop that relationship with that contractor, that foreman, so that you both be under the understanding of what's common sense here, what is too wet.
Clapsaddle Garber was selected as Floyd County's pipeline inspector, with Supervisors Jim Jorgensen and Dennis Kiefer voting in favor and Kuehn voting against after his motion to hire Snyder & Associates died for the lack of a second. ISG, which is the carbon pipeline inspector for Chickasaw County, also applied to become Floyd County's inspector. A North Iowa man is in custody following a standoff with law enforcement. The Mason City Police Department says they've received a report of gunfire at about 11:30 yesterday morning from a man who said another person fired a handgun at him at a residence at 123 12th Street Northwest. Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, and Mason City Fire Department also responded to the scene. MCPD says the house was surrounded and nearby vehicle traffic was blocked. Authorities got some people to exit the house, but one person refused to leave. After obtaining a search warrant, the North Iowa Special Operations Group was called in to handle a standoff situation possibly involving a gun. When SOG personnel approached the house, the last occupant, 50-year-old John Comfer of Mason City, exited from the opposite side of the home, and he was arrested for domestic abuse assault second offense. MCPD says the situation was resolved a little after 1 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and the investigation is ongoing. An Illinois man has made his initial court appearance for his alleged involvement in the theft of over $50,000 from a North Iowa trucking company. According to court records, the Mitchell County Sheriff's Office received a report June 8th that numerous blank business checks were stolen from Ivan Johnson Trucking in Osage. Four checks with Ford signatures totaled almost $54,000, with about $12,000 deposited into accounts belonging to 47-year-old Robert Higgins of Bellwood, Illinois. Investigators say the checks were written without authorization of the trucking company, and a criminal complaint was filed against Higgins on June 16th. He was arrested in Chicago on November 18th on charges of second-degree theft, conspiracy to commit a non-forcible felony, and forgery, all felonies. Vicki Johnson, one of the owners of the trucking company, says one of the checks for about $12,000 was not processed, while it's believed another check for about $30,000 was cashed by a second individual who has not been charged at this point. She says the checks were stolen after someone broke into their office. In our original story, we reported that Higgins worked for the trucking company. However, that was inaccurate. Johnson says Higgins was never employed by Ivan Johnson Trucking, and they do not do business in the Chicago area. A man living in northeast Iowa will go to trial early next year for identity fraud. According to court records, the Iowa State Patrol arrested 26-year-old Jose Daniel Valdez Garcia of Postville on November 15th at Upper Iowa Beef Packing in Lime Springs after an initial investigation into a vehicle that passed a stopped school bus 2 days earlier. Witnesses told authorities that the vehicle that went around the school bus was seen in the company's parking lot. The investigating trooper says the driver was eventually identified as Valdez Garcia, who admitted to the violation. However, he did not have a driver's license, and his only form of identification was a Mexican consulate ID. Further investigation accused Valdez Garcia of providing phony proof of legal residency to Upper Iowa Beef and using a fake California ID card and fake Social Security card using the name of Johnny Elviso. He also allegedly used the name to fill out an employment eligibility form for the company. Valdez Garcia, who started working for the company in February of 2021, has pleaded not guilty to charges of first-degree fraud and forgery, both felonies. Yesterday, his trial was set for February 28th in Howard County District Court. The city of New Hampton has been awarded a USDA grant to help repair housing for over a half dozen very low-income homeowners. Teresa Greenfield, USDA Rural Development State Director in Iowa, announced the grant of almost $61,000 for New Hampton yesterday. The funding will be used to help rehabilitate housing owned and occupied by very low-income people. The project will repair furnaces, plumbing, flooring, windows, roofing, siding, and electrical systems, plus install or repair accessibility features such as ramps and accessible bathroom fixtures. Once completed, the project will help eliminate health and safety hazards in homes and will improve the living conditions of 7 homeowners in New Hampton. The only other housing preservation grant awarded in Iowa is over $101,000 to the Region 12 Council of Governments to repair and rehabilitate homes and living conditions of 15 low-income homeowners in rural Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, and Sac counties. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.